Hello, thanks for joining us. I'm Shannon Grimm with Shannon Grimm and Partners at Howard Hanna Real Estate Services. Today I am joined by Mike Stanley, who I just call Stanley, and it's really weird when people call him Mike. It freaks me out. And then I'm also with Darren Hogue with All Dry.
You nailed it. Nailed the name.
Thank you.
I'm horrible at names.
There it is.
So we were just talking off the mics and cameras that you have 6 kids.
Born and raised in Grove City. Graduated out of Central Crossing in 2007. My wife and I have been residing in Reynoldsburg for 14 years. We've been together for 14 and married 11. And then we have 6 under 12. Yep.
That's a lot.
Yep.
You had my 2. I didn't have kids.
She didn't have kids. You had 2 for
gotcha.
Her. That's what she's
gotcha.
Doing. She doesn't like to explain things. She just likes to say things off the cuff and confuse the hell out of
you. I swore I'd be 44 before I started having kids, so none of them were planned.
Yeah, you really can't be 44 and have kids with the same age wife as you.
Yeah.
None of mine were planned either.
We get all the jokes.
Oh, man, that's too funny.
Yeah.
So one every year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah. 11, 9, 7, 5, 3, and 1.
Yeah,
if
basically.
I said that correctly.
Yeah.
It could be worse. They could all have been Irish twins.
Sure.
You could have had, like, Irish, what is it, sextuplets? Sextuplets?
Yeah.
We actually had a lady on our team who had sextuplets.
Oh, wow.
And she was out of Pataskala and had a reality show. They have since moved to Texas, but... Wow.
I wish I knew. That sounds like a great story.
And really great kids, though.
Great kids.
The kids were awesome. It was 2 girls, 4 boys.
Okay.
And I expected absolute kids. Chaos.
Yeah, totally not
they
at all.
Like, wow, well, they had it together, yeah.
Very respectful and very like regimented cats. And just loved it.
I guess
so.
You kind of have to do it that way.
It was 6 at once, there's got to be a system.
Yep.
She said it literally took a village. So, and I said it does for just 1, so I can imagine with 6. Sure. The village was immense.
Absolutely.
Yes. So tell us what you do at All Dry. And especially the mold thing.
So again, we are All Dry Services of Central Ohio. We are a full service water and mold remediation, mitigation, and or restoration specialty company. All Dry does have...
I just have to point out the hands here. Getting his hands dirty today.
Yeah.
Already doing the work.
All Dry is a nationwide company, 388 locations nationwide, but we, as a franchise, own the Central Ohio territory, so all 7 central counties, including Franklin, Licking, Pickaway, Madison, Delaware, Union, and I'm maybe missing one in there.
That's pretty much all the areas we sell in, too.
Yeah,
yep, exactly.
We cover about 7-8 counties.
We offer free inspection, particularly mold, water, and 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. But mold mitigation, whether it's commercial, residential, attics, basements, drywall framing, kitchens, bathrooms, what have you. Mold mitigation, I like to say it's not rocket science, but there's a little bit of science behind it, so it's intriguing. It's fun at times.
So when you say that you do a free
inspection,
what would you do for mold?
Yeah, so again, case-by-case scenario, depending on what the home is. An example in the real estate spectrum, maybe your seller selling a home, inspection comes back that there may be discoloration in the attic or the crawl space. We have different methods to our madness with regards to mitigation on treating those spots and servicing the concerns that the inspector might have.
Okay. The mold like substances in the report.
Yep. Again, the inspection.
No one can say mold.
Inspection's free. It basically just our team will go in, take some photos, take some measurements, draft up a scope of work, essentially an idea of what needs to be done to get it taken care of, and we present all that to the customer for free.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
And then I know you guys are pretty crazy with your time frames, too. So someone calls you and it's an emergency. How quickly do you respond?
We are a 24/7 emergency and non-emergency remediation company. Obviously, if we get 10 calls a day, we do have to kind of prioritize them. So in the event of a rainstorm, tornado, fire, so on and so forth, we respond.
Yeah, I never thought I'd hear tornado in Central Ohio. I'm going to be honest with you.
We can respond within an hour. Mold inspections, most homeowners know that the mold's been there for a day or two, so it'll
doesn't
be okay
have to be
for
an emergency.
A day or two.
Right, yeah. It'll be okay for a day or two more.
Yeah.
And then, I forget what I was going to say.
So let's say there is water intrusion from storm damage.
Sure.
And somebody calls you. It's kind of emergent. That's like the roof has some issues.
Sure.
So do you offer services to come out and tarp the roof and then inspect and then help repair from there?
We can. 9 times out of 10, depending on the age of the roof, sometimes homeowners will call the roof company first and the roof company will call us out, or we'll call a roofing contractor out. As far as getting on top of a house is concerned, especially in the rain, it can be a little slippery.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we do everywhere from tarp and board, firehouses as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Water, sometimes you got to kind of wait till the water resides before you really dive into it. But in that event of an emergency, we do have different practices that we can abide by to help out mitigate that loss so it doesn't get worse. With regards to storms, a lot of times it's just sump pump failure. So we'll do like sump pump replacements to get the basement to drain, extract water with big vacuums, we call them extractors, or trash pumps where necessary. And again, more the emergency ones can sometimes be like fire, where we have to go out there and tarp.
Trash pump.
Older homes where they may not have a sump pump, they run off of a drain system, and then those drain systems can be clogged for different reasons, and that wastewater will back up into the house. And sometimes we have to suck it out with what's called a trash pump.
Ew.
I have a friend, hopefully he doesn't see this, with a beautiful home down in Bexley.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous home. Probably 120 years old.
Sure.
And, you know, they had some bad storms over the past few years, and their sewage system it's not very elevated, so when the creeks and rivers down there flood, stuff starts to back up.
Yeah.
Things get clogged like you're talking about. He didn't have a sump pump. His basement had about 3 feet of standing water in it and had some nice, floaty Mr. Hanky Christmas poos down there.
I'll give a quick shout-out.
He's like, just to change subjects, I'll give a quick shout-out.
Yeah, I mean, again, a quick shout-out. As a water mitigation company, there are some things that we can't do. So an example, when you're talking about a sump pump well or installing a sump pump, something I would recommend on that free inspection to that homeowner would be maybe to contact, like, the basement doctors or...
Not that particular one.
Not the other one.
It's $8,000 to answer the phone if you call them.
Yeah, not the other ones. But again, a quick shout out to the basement doctors. I would recommend somebody
not
like that.
Not doctors. Not that particular name. I would not recommend that particular name. It's literally $8,000 if they take your phone call.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Well,
Ohio Basement Authority is good. Okay. Just saying.
But again, that being said, there are some things that
with the
all dry can't do.
So
we wouldn't dig up any block or walls. We do what's called encapsulations or waterproofing. So we would waterproof the outside of the wall, and we would waterproof the inside of the wall. But again, when it comes to breaking up concrete, we recommend other companies.
And you can encapsulate a crawl space even if there isn't an emergency.
Yes, yeah.
That's nice, because I hate creepy crawls.
I think it's a great investment for a lot of home buyers.
A lot of reasons.
So on and so forth.
Especially anyone who's concerned about radon or anything, you're capping that right off. Don't have to worry about that little thin sheet of visqueen or plastic to protect you from the radon, which I think is crazy.
Absolutely.
Yes, good old concrete in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's something you don't see very often either, and I don't understand why we don't see it more often, is just sealing it up that way.
Sure.
So, it, like you said, typically it's just going to be a radon company coming down and throwing down that tarp down there. So, just interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, have you been in some scary situations?
Yes and no. I tell every single homeowner, we in Central Ohio have been in operation for about 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Before
and
this,
you
I do have a
doubled
background.
Your business. it seems like.
Yeah.
Because you went from 2 to 4.
Yeah. Yep. We currently, our office is located in Dublin, Ohio. We do have 4 trucks. We do have some bigger competitors that have 200 trucks. So one of these, obviously the idea is to go from a 3-year-old company to a 30-year-old company and go from 2 to 200 trucks. So we have big goals and ambitions. Yes, there was one other thing I was going to say
you
on top
me
of
feel
that,
good.
But
sorry. So I always forget what I'm saying. Sometimes in the middle of me saying it, and no one else has ever talked, it's just me, and I like totally confuse myself, and I forget what I'm saying. But this time, at least, I confused you and got you off topic. So what was he going to say? Do you remember?
I don't. I fantastic. Had I had a question though. So you do.
This is how we get off topic.
Residential, and you do commercial as well.
Absolutely.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And so commercial-wise, similar sort of offerings that you have for residential?
Exactly.
Okay.
I remember your question was, what's the worst house
I've ever seen?
I
tell every homeowner that I've been in the industry for approximately 14 years, and if I go to an inspection tomorrow, it's not going to be the worst house I've seen. It's not going to be the best house I've seen. But, we all dry. We do full house cleanouts. So if you think about the worst of the worst homes, we do biohazard remediation as well. Heaven forbid, in the event of a passing or death, we do help clean up bodily fluids, so on and so forth. So biohazard materials.
That would have been good for one of our fellow agents to have known before.
Yeah, we do full cleanouts. If you think of like the trash houses that are packed 6 feet high, we'll clean those out, so on and so forth. And I've seen some pretty bad ones before.
Oh,
they accuse me of being a hoarder. But.
Yeah, I was gonna say sometimes when
we offer free inspection,
Abby's like, "Yep, kinda.
You are though."
Borderline.
Sometimes when my house gets a little out of control with my kids and I'm busy and we've cooked a few times and dishes are stacking up and I'm like, oh, this just looks like a hoarder house or this looks bad. Then I go into a real one and I'm like, you know what? Things aren't so bad at home right now.
I'll have to get some information from you on if you still are in touch with that past agent of yours or friend of yours. Our company, so we put together.
They sold
like,
that house.
Sure. Well, I was going to say our company, we try to put together an extra truck. So we're looking for a fifth truck for which we can dispatch to disaster zones, like whether Florida or Texas.
This was a murder suicide.
Yeah. No, I understand. Your friend who had the 6 tuplets had a TV deal. We would love to do more podcasts, more get on the screen, do clean outs, put some stuff on video for people to watch. So I don't know if you guys know anybody who's interested in
I knew where you were going with that.
Yeah.
You circled right back to murder suicide. I'm sorry we're laughing about that, but it was just wow.
Yeah, so we do.
I was like, wait, the friend who had the. Could have used your.
No, thing. Yeah, we do a lot of cleanouts, and again, some pretty gnarly cases, so we'd love to show people what we do.
Okay.
That'd be pretty cool, actually, to go down and to have a. Disaster relief, but go down and visit her, the 6 tuplets, down in Texas where they've had plenty of disasters recently.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. And like, so another person that I know who moved to Texas, the year that she moved to Texas, they got like 2 inches of snow.
Correct. Sure. They either are getting tornadoes, which they've always had tornadoes, but it's worse. Mm-hmm. Or random cold snaps with snow. And
sometimes they get hurricane after effects.
Correct. And we're used to all types of weather here in Ohio.
We are not used to tornadoes.
We're not that used to tornadoes. They just happen once in a blue moon, and they usually die down.
I don't remember ever having tornadoes until this year.
But they usually die down. Oh, we had like 2 last year.
We had
4 this year in Central Ohio.
I had some lady who was like, oh, I need a basement in case of tornadoes. And I'm like, we're in Central Ohio. What do you mean tornadoes? Apparently we have them.
Yeah,
one was close up here. One actually did some damage up where you're at too, and where our condos are.
I'll tell you, I was on the same page as you. Where I'm like, you know, it's Central Ohio. Why all the fuss about tornadoes? And then I met my wife, and she's completely terrified of tree branches falling on top of the house. So she wanted a basement so that during a tornado, she could go in the basement just in case a tree branch falls on top of the
house. I'm just afraid of the tree randomly falling over in my front yard onto my closet, because it's aimed at my closet. That's all I care about. So we keep that thing trimmed, especially because of insurance, too. Yeah. Apparently, if you don't trim them, insurance gets cranky.
They do?
Yeah.
So, yeah, not my area. I make my husband's responsible for anything on the exterior.
Well, I just don't remember this much wind in central Ohio, except for the past 5 years. Yeah. You know, we would have like breezes or windy days every once in a while, like one windstorm every couple years. I feel like every few weeks there's a semi-windstorm that sweeps through. I'm like, what? What the heck is this? We didn't have 60-mile-an-hour winds consistently.
I feel like we're giving Chicago and Seattle a run for their money. And, like, we can't decide. Do we want to be Windy City or do we want to be rain all the time? Like, we're so confused here.
So when these bad storm systems pass through,
sure,
we're getting heavy rain, heavy winds. How crazy is the phone at that point?
So we might be a little crazy. With regards to the phones being crazy, we might be a little crazy. We sometimes kind of feel like rain dancers. Everybody in Central Ohio will complain about the rain and the snow, and we had to turn a switch in our gear, thinking that we actually really look forward to the rain and the snow and the ice. It's a little different for a mitigation company like us. Mm-hmm. So again, we find sometimes we're doing rain dances and chasing storms. So when that happens, we actually get really excited. We stock up, we're prepared, ready to dispatch, rock and roll, get jobs done, and ultimately help homeowners get back to sanity after the crisis. But we're ready to rock and roll when that phone starts ringing.
For you, rain means job security.
Yep, such as
feeding those six kids.
Such as the Midwest and all the craziness that we get.
Absolutely. I remember being a kid and having droughts all the time in Ohio.
Yeah, it was in hot summers, I remember.
But I grew up on Lake Erie. There was no such thing as a hot summer. Mm. Like, I felt like you always had to wear a jacket or something, but we had droughts. I don't know.
Kind of a side plug, something else that we do really cool. We do work with a couple other brokerages on affiliate programs. We'll get into the CE classes and do water trainings and mold restoration trainings as well.
We are talking about doing a bigger little event like we had here yesterday, but bigger.
A bigger little event. A bigger event is what she's trying to say.
And like off-site, like at another location, and doing some like CE or something with that, and have sponsors. So that would be something that would be cool and would be beneficial to people.
Yeah, absolutely. We get out all the equipment. Our equipment's nothing spectacular, not like a fire truck or anything like that, but dehumidifiers, air movers, scrubbers, extraction machines, trash pump. Yeah, you can see the truck-mounted trash pump. Not that you need to see that, but
I like seeing all that stuff and knowing it because I like to be able to tell people,
sure,
you know, if someone needs something done, like, oh, hey, they're probably going to do this, or talk to them because they have these, you know, these devices and they're experts in this, they can probably help you. So I love seeing
Get a siren that you can turn on.
I'm fine with
a
that.
A siren shaped like a duck.
If we can get an orange, like, hard hat that says All Dry on it. Oh, I could wear the duck elf. We have a duck costume here.
I'm just saying.
Oh, wow.
That's our duck costume. But he doesn't quite fit in it.
Oh.
I don't. It's snug. It's snug. It's her fault for me.
I was
going to
say, if it's snug for you, it's probably snug for me.
Yes, the person who used to wear it is no longer with us.
Sure.
Because he was an intern, out of high school. And he loved that duck costume. He turned into a totally different person. But I've collected rubber ducks forever.
He's no longer on the team. You said he's no longer with us, and it made me go back to that murder-suicide.
He is not dead. I don't think anyone has killed him yet. They could have.
Poor intern.
Yes. No, he was actually a good kid.
He was. He was.
So he was less crazy than one of the other ones, the one who wasn't actually even supposed to be an intern. We had three of them here at once. It was not good. Because he turns into like a 10-year-old.
For what it's worth, and you were asking about some of the jobs I
he's good at getting me back on target, too.
I was mentioning to you, I think, earlier today that I have a corny little saying that there's no dirty job that we don't do. So we do find ourselves in like 3 feet crawl space underneath apartment complexes with plenty of sewage that we have to clean out. It gets pretty messy. Yeah. I just thought you'd find that interesting.
She can't handle that stuff. That stuff doesn't bother me. She cannot handle it.
Which is, you know, as I told Keith earlier at our meeting earlier, which is why I'm not a nurse, because I can't handle feces or blood. Mm-hmm. But one time I was checking out this guy who was doing a septic replacement.
Sure.
And he had hopped down in the tank, and I'm like, ooh, you do that? He's like, it's a shitty job, but somebody has to do it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's hysterical, because literally he's down in the sewage. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's rough.
It was kind of funny. He was like, oh, someone's got to do it. And he was just like running around down there like it was nothing. And I'm just like, oh, that's disgusting, but okay. Mm-hmm. And he's right. Someone has to do it.
Someone has to do it, and most people don't want to do it. So the clients, homeowners are always happy when you're there to jump down and into a crawl space like that and help out.
I will tell you, if you have any easy homeowners that are looking for free inspections, don't hesitate to send those ones as well.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and the attic one's a big one. So so I learned pretty quickly that if you don't have a ridge vent, you're kind of, you know, doing some damage to your attic space up there. So so that's a big one. So it's like the first thing I look for when I pull up to a house is, okay, is there a ridge vent? Is it too big? Is it too small?
Sure.
You know, kind of deal, because that kind of tells you whether or not you're going to have whether or not you're going to have mold up there. Mm-hmm. So.
And then you got to look at the exhaust fan, making sure that it's extending outside properly too.
Instead of into the attic.
Yep. So most of them extend into the attic. Yeah. And the other thing with exhaust fans is that's actually probably, you're probably a big fan of those old exhaust fans, because that's the number one cause of house fires. Mm-hmm. So another job security thing for you. But yes, I'm getting mine replaced, because I won't use them, because I'm terrified of them.
Sure.
Exactly. The exhaust fans, yeah. But anyhow, sorry, he's just laughing at me. At least I'm somewhat entertaining, I think, for the two people that listen now.
Sure.
Oh, my gosh.
We got poor Keith listens now. He listened to, like, all of them. And Terry is the only person I know that listens religiously. Poor Terry.
Love Terry.
Hi, Terry. Nice to meet you, Terry.
We'll see, because this is the second time today we've mentioned Terry. So we'll see if Terry actually really does listen. Because I should get a call or at least a text if he hears his name mentioned. But anyhow, so tell people how they can get a hold of you 24/7.
Yeah. myalldry.com/CentralOhio or 614-969-0008. 614-969-0008.
All right, that's a good one. All right, well, thanks for being on. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
So it was good learning more about you.
Hog, not hog.
Yeah.
Hog. Just want to throw that out there. Hog, not hog.
I assumed hog, but, you know, I'm always wrong, so it is what it is.
Like, comment, subscribe, and hit that notification bell.
I'm not done yet.
You're reaching for the button.
Oh, I forgot. Okay. Okay, don't forget to follow us on social media, at Shannon Grimm Realtor on all the popular doohickeys, whatever.
Instagram, Facebook.
I'm struggling today.
Yeah, you are really struggling.
I'm struggling right now as Abby hides her face from me. At least she's not laughing out loud. But anyhow, and don't forget to share and
like, comment, subscribe, and hit that notification bell.